This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Paudel, in recommendation of the government, issues ordinance to amend cooperative-related laws. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government is aware of attempts to undermine Nepal's international image. Health Ministry forms 10-member committee to prepare directive to cure children with autism. And former U.S. President Jimmy Carter dies aged 100. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has issued an ordinance related to cooperatives. On the recommendation of the government, President Paudel issued the ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to cooperatives 2081. A statement issued by the President's office stated that the President has issued an ordinance on the recommendation of the Government of Nepal and the Council of Ministers in accordance with Article 114 of the Constitution of Nepal. The government brought the ordinance as the parliament was currently not in session to solve the problems seen in the cooperative sector. Tamu Losar Festival is being observed today with fanfare as the new year among the Gurung community of the upper hilly and mountainous regions of Nepal. The districts with the Gurung settlements have a special fervor for this festival. In the message of best wishes, President Ramchandra Paudel has wished peace, prosperity and happiness to all Nepali sisters and brothers living in the country and abroad on the occasion of the festival. Furthermore, the President hailed the role of the Gurung community in Nepal's socio-economic progress in addition to the preservation and promotion of culture. He further wished unity among all Nepalese, leading to further progress and prosperity of the country on the occasion. Similarly, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav has expressed that festivals like Tamu Losar reinforce cultural values. Vice President Yadav reminded that the indigenous culture of worshipping gods, gathering and rejoicing with exchanges of greetings among the Tamu or the Gurung people on the occasion. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stated that the government is aware of the attempts to undermine Nepal's relation with its neighbours and its international image. Speaking at a programme organised by the CPN-UML in Parsa yesterday, the Prime Minister and the CPN-UML chair emphasised that Nepal was progressing through collaboration and mutual respect with its immediate neighbours and other friendly nations. On a separate note, Prime Minister Oli reaffirmed that the government's commitment to bringing positive changes to the lives of the people. He also highlighted that the government had been prioritising projects that directly impact the well-being of the citizens. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has formed a 10-member committee to prepare a directive to cure children with autism. The committee, formed under the coordination of Dr. Deepak Prakash Mahara, will study the measures for preventing autism and suggest the matters to incorporate in the health sector. Likewise, the Health Ministry's spokesperson, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, said the committee will also prepare a draft for collaborating with the NGOs, INGOs and development partners working to prevent autism. According to the Census of Nepal 2021, nearly 5,000 people are suffering from autism. But the World Health Organization, WHO, has estimated the number of autism cases in Nepal to be around 300,000. Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Doba yesterday paid tributes to former Prime Minister of India Dr. Manmohan Singh by expressing grief over his demise. Reaching the Embassy of India in Kathmandu, Minister Dr. Rana signed the condolence book opened in memory of former Prime Minister of India Dr. Singh. She extended heartfelt condolences on behalf of the government and the people of Nepal on the passing of Dr. Singh and stated that Nepal has lost a true friend and well-wisher. Dr. Singh passed away on December 26. The Commission for the Investigation of the Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a charge sheet against Mohan Bahadur Basnet, mayor of Nagarjan municipality in Kathmandu. Two separate cases of corruption and money laundering were registered against Mayor Basnet at the special court yesterday. Members of the House of Representatives have stressed the need for effective implementation of the Prevention of Corruption Act 2002. Speaking at an interaction organized by Transparency International Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, the MPs called for proper enforcement of the Anti-Corruption Act for civic peace, happiness and economic growth. The lawmakers viewed that combined efforts are needed to address the gaps in the enforcement of the Act. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudil has said that the government is preparing to introduce a legal mechanism for alternative development financing. During a discussion with the officials of the Ministry of Finance yesterday, Finance Minister Paudil stated that a new bill was being prepared to explore the new and alternative financial resources. Minister Paudil argued that meeting people's aspiration for development and managing the nation's fiscal status was challenging from the traditional financing sources. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has said that the state has treated all ethnic communities, religions and cultures with equal rights. At a program organized at Besisar in Lamjung district yesterday to exchange greetings on Tamu Losar 2081, Minister Gurung said that the new constitution has ensured secularism and added that we all should respect each other's cultures and religions. On the occasion, Minister Gurung claimed that the current government was working for development works across the country to make people realize about the development activities. Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, has stressed the need to transform the historical opportunity of public broadcasting Nepal into achievements during moving forward. During a program organized to hand over office and extend best wishes to the newly elected Working Committee of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, Radio Nepal Chapter yesterday, Executive Chair Bista urged all the concerned to work towards producing people-centric content in a visible and result-oriented manner to fulfill the essence of public service broadcasting. President of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, Nirmala Sharma, on the occasion said the Federation is always ready to assist the public service broadcasting Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Nepal diaspora has expressed its commitment to utilizing their skills and capital for the economic development of Nepal. During a two-day first international convention of the United Nepali Diaspora Organization in Kathmandu, representatives from various nations vowed to unite Nepali diaspora across the world based on the principle of equality, cooperation and inclusion, and to deliver for the cause of Nepal and Nepalese. Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA, former President Ses Khale advised the government to ensure an investment-friendly atmosphere targeting the Nepali diaspora. Organization President Sunab Lama called on the government to encourage the Nepali diaspora to contribute to the sustainable development of the motherland. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Jimmy Carter, the oldest living president of the United States, has died at the age of 100. According to Carter Center, he died on Sunday at his home in Plains, Georgia. Carter, the Democrat, served as president from 1977 to 1981, a period beset by economic and diplomatic crisis. Prior to becoming president, Carter was governor of Georgia, a lieutenant in U.S. Navy, and a farmer. Is survived by his 4 children, 11 grandchildren and 14 great-grandchildren. He celebrated his 100th birthday at his home in October. After leaving the White House, his reputation was further bolstered through humanitarian work, which earned him the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature recorded in Kathmandu Valley was 6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature recorded was 19.7 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Paudel in recommendation of the government issues ordinance to amend cooperative-related laws. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government is aware of attempts to undermine Nepal's international image. Health Ministry forms 10-member committee to prepare directive to cure children with autism. And former U.S. President Jimmy Carter dies aged 100. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.